Introduction. Martavius returned home after 10 years living abroad. Everyone was surprised to see him. They thought that after being gone so long, he was gone for good. So the speculation mill went into overtime. Everyone had their own theory as to why he had returned. Had he been a failure and had no other place to go? Was he in trouble and came home to hide? Did he come home to sell drugs? On his first Sunday back home, Martavius attended Sunday school and worship at his childhood church. During Sunday school, Martavius made several enlightening comments about the lesson. Those attending were astonished. They remembered the young Martavius, who was polite but did not say much. After a few more Sundays, the superintendent asked Martavius to teach the adult class. He was excited about the opportunity. He prayed and prepared all week long. When Sunday came, he felt ready to share with the congregation. Wow! Martavius's teaching method was radically different. He had them sit in a circle. He made the session interactive. He interjected wisdom nuggets no one had thought about before. He moved people out of their comfort zone, challenging them in their study. He really did a great job. He did so well until he regularly taught. Still, several of the people who grew up with Martavius could only remember him from his childhood days. They discounted his teaching and rejected the notion that he was doing a good job. Eventually, they stopped attending Sunday school and started stirring up others against him. When the pastor finally got wind of this uprising, he met with the disgruntled Sunday school participants. He listened to their complaints, then responded. "I wasn't here 10 years ago. All I know is that Brother Martavius is doing a great job. Could it be that you're upset because his teaching is moving you out of your comfort zone? Isn't that a good thing? Don't you want to grow in your Christian walk? How many times have we heard stories like Martavius's?"